All right, it's healing class, and of course, as always, the subject is healing. All right, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Following that, we're going to get into the word right away. Thank you, Lord. As we continue on this morning, I want us to be conscious of God's presence in this room, in this place. God is in the midst. His word reveals that where two or three are gathered together, it says what?
He is there.
Jesus speaking says, there I am in the midst of them. So he's saying, there I am in the midst of you, in the midst of us this morning. He's here in power. Father, I thank you. I just glorify your holy name. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for this time, this opportunity once again to just delve into the unsearchable riches of your word. As we contemplate, as we consider healing and divine health, all that you provided through your son, Jesus, that complete package. Thank you, Father, because you freely lavished on us in fullness, and we have received, and we give you thanks and praise for this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the entrance of your word, which brings light and understanding to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to really get it and to walk in the victory that you've already provided. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So last week, we were considering the subject or the topic, speak life. Speak life. Is this someone else?
It sounds like
it. Okay.
Is that the other door or something?
Okay, all right, because it's not locked. Just wanted to make sure that it's not locked. All right, praise God. And so I went on last week talking about, we've got into the word confession and what the word confession means, amongst other things. And I was sharing from personal experience how that in the past, I was someone who found it difficult to, in coming into Christ, in getting to know Jesus and getting into the Word, as someone who found it difficult, this was in January 1997, as someone who found it difficult to confess, to speak. And then we'll see, we'll delve into this a little bit more today, see what confession is and how this affects us as it relates to healing and as it relates to health. Now, the reason why I found it difficult at the time was because, you know, from all that I observed around me, prior, people who, Christians who would come and, you know, preach and teach and all of that stuff, it just felt, it was, from what I observed prior to getting saved, it was a thing of, okay, we're just saying it so that one way or the other, so that we can believe what something that is outside of us, something that is not really tangible, something that we can't really grasp, but we're just trying, as it were, you know, psych ourselves up or get ourselves pumped up so that we can actually believe, but something external to us. However, in getting saved, in getting to know Jesus more and more, in delving into the Word, in searching out scriptures, in meditating on God's Word, I immediately began to see how that, number one, it's not something extraneous. It's not something outside of us as far as salvation, the power of God, the life of God, healing, and walking in divine health. These are things that, what, I had received the moment that I said what?
Yes.
The moment that I said yes to Jesus. The moment that I accepted him as Lord and Savior, or the moment that I made him king in my heart. A special place. There was a change that happened. There was a change that occurred. There was a transformation that took place. And I received something in return. So from scripture, we'll look at that now. I think I mentioned it briefly. It's not, okay, there's a reason why we speak. This is a quick preview from last week. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. I'm not sure that we looked at it, but I know that it was mentioned. Thank you, Lord Jesus. chapter 4, verse 13, per time. It says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I have believed and therefore what? I spoke. It says, we also believe and therefore what? We speak. So there's a believing that occurs and then we speak. So in speaking, we don't speak unbelief. It's important to recognize, understand that in speaking, we ought not to. We do not speak what? Unbelief. We believe and therefore we speak. We looked at the example from John 6, where Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens, or it is the spirit that gives life. We skipped the flesh profits nothing, because I wanted us to just see that direct correlation, that direct connection. It says, it is the spirit that gives life, the words that I what? Speak to you. They are spirit and they are life. Okay? And then we can see the same thing as well in Romans 10, even in believing. It says, with the heart the man does what? Believes. And with the mouth what? Confession is made. Okay? There's that correlation. You believe and therefore you what? You speak. It's important. What do you believe as it concerns healing? What is your stance? Because I wanted to get into a situation where I said I promised that I was going to ask questions and have feedback in this regard as far as what are you speaking? What should we speak? Someone said, oh, must it always be scripture or scriptures? Can it be something else? Must it be verbatim? So if you miss one word, what does that mean? Does that mean the word is without power?
No.
Or ineffective? How are you speaking what you're speaking? Do you recognize the power of the authority that you wield and that you carry? So this morning, I'm going to continue on in the same vein. I'm trying to wrap this up. I titled this class teaching, Say, you know, ideally it should be part two, Speak Life Part Two, but I'm titling this, Say the Same. Yes.
So Romans 10, what verse? Just so we have that.
That was 9 and 10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Romans in chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Say the same. So from those three passages we looked at, saying the same thing as God is what the word confession means. If we look at the original Greek from, for example, the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible, it means to say the same thing, literally, as God. And this morning, we're going to look at that in two perspectives or two aspects. Say the same thing based on what he accomplished by the cross. So the words from our lips, our words ought to match, ought to give credence to the fact that something happened. Christ accomplished something by his death and his resurrection. What does 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 say? Anyone? Go ahead. Okay. Great attempt.
Patchy, wasn't it?
Great attempt. Anyone else? Yeah. Great attempt. You got the concept. You got the idea. Anyone else?
He bore our sins himself to the tree, and having died to sin, we might live to righteousness, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen. By
what,
his...
What she said.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. All right. I was going to give you a definition for the word confession, and I'm going to tell you why we're considering that, why we're looking at that this morning. It says, say the same thing, to say the same thing as another, that is to agree with or to assent. It also means to declare openly by way of speaking out freely, such confession being the effect of deep conviction of facts. Such confession being the effect of deep conviction of facts. Here's what I'm saying with this. When I say the same thing as God, Hebrews in chapter 1, verse 1, we can turn there. Turn there, look into your Bibles. I'm going to cite it so that we can move on this morning, because I want to get across to, get over to the point where you now do the talking. Hebrews 1, verse 1. In a nutshell, it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. It says, in these last days he has what? In these last days, he has what? Spoken to his son, Jesus. Or another version says, spoken by his son, what? Jesus. Jesus, as we know, friends, is the living word. We see that in John 1, so that I'm not just saying things without, you know, some backing from God's word. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and then all the way down to verse 14, where it says, the word became what? Became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It says, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. And so while he walked the face of this earth expressly, he was God's living word to the whole of humanity. And then the expression, the fullness of that speech, let me put it that way, or the fullness of that speaking, what God was speaking, culminated in the cross, which is referred to as what? The finished work. And guess what, friends? Death could not, did not, and could not hold him captive, because what? On the third day, what happened? In that way, freeing us from bondage, from shackles, anyone who would believe, deliverance from all that previously held us bound. And that also includes all that was attached to sin from the fall, including sickness, disease, and things of that nature. Great deliverance or rescue from that. And so we see that culmination at the cross. He paid the price in full. And now by faith we have new identity. And it's important for us to realize and recognize that based on that new life that we receive, based on the new life we have on the inside of us, we have now a tag or a template referred to as what? As it concerns healing and health, the healed of the Lord. I see myself that way. Be healed of the Lord. By his stripes, you were healed. Any questions or thoughts? Comments? Before I switch it on, I'll move on. Yes.
I had no trouble when I got saved believing I was saved. Yeah. I've been able to accept that, received it, everything else, I'm saved. But when I got here and started hearing how being saved, it also includes, and I even checked it out, it includes healing.
Correct.
And there's where I didn't have any trouble with just being saved, but to adding the others has been, I'm trying to get it to the point where it's the same as it was with the salvation.
Right.
So how do we do that? So it's, are we saying, number one, we're saying it's the same. In getting saved, we receive the full package. The word salvation, whether we look at it as save, as in sozo, or salvation itself, as soteria in the Greek, includes, incorporates, has embedded within it the full package, but because this is healing class, it also includes healing and health. It includes wholeness. Okay? So that's in the package. So let me get this right. So you're saying it's easy to believe for salvation, but then when it comes to the area of healing and health, is it a little more difficult? And if so, why? Is that what you're saying? Did I get it right? Or you're saying that you're trying to get it. You have a full package, but you're getting trying to get a better understanding of what you possess on the inside?
Yeah, the second part there. We're trying to understand it more like I did the salvation. I just never included it at all.
And you see, that's... Sorry.
The problem is being taught a partial gospel for so long. Because salvation is healing. It's part of... It can't be separated. Like if you've taken and you've added sugar to tea while it was boiling, right? You can never take that sugar out of the tea again. They're one. They're inseparable. So your healing is an inseparable part of your salvation. So how did you get saved? You believed in your heart, and because you believed in your heart, it came out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, that inseparable part, that healing that's in you, is also. It's a belief, it's there, it should come out of your mouth. So it's the exact same way appropriating everything that salvation is happens the same way. Believe in your heart and it comes out of your mouth. And the power is when it comes out of your mouth because of the belief that's in it. Does that make sense?
That's absolutely. Yes, Carol.
You talk to me? Okay.
Yes, Carol.
I think it's hard to believe for healing because... You have your physical body that is experiencing things that are contrary to that word. Where when you received salvation, it was in your spirit and it just happened. There was no feeling involved in it. There was no experience necessarily that was involved in it other than belief.
Correct.
Where healing, you have to appropriate that, you have to deny what your body is telling you in order to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so, mm-hmm. So friends, I'm going to take that, and I think if only you had something as well, correct? All right, so I'm going to take those two, but then I'm going to let us know how we're going to track now. So it's important for us to see, it's about knowing it, coming to that place of conviction or acknowledging the truth, okay? That is coming to a full understanding or full understanding is what the word acknowledgement means, or acknowledging means, of what we now have in Christ Jesus, what we have on the inside of us. And in line with speaking or saying the same, it's important to understand what we're saying the same with, in what light. What are we saying? What is the same? What is the thing that we're saying which has to be the same?
Right.
Which has to match, which has to tally. Okay? And that's why... A couple of weeks ago, I already talked about the word being powerful and how that activates things on the inside based on the perfect spirit within and how that comes out in the experience as far as a manifestation. So, Christy, you had something.
Yes, I wanted to say, and I think that you have to think of it in this way. The more you say it, and the more you say it out loud so your brain can hear it, it's like when, going back to when we would dance and sing those songs. We did them over and over and over again. They got in our mind.
Hmm.
So it's the same thing. Now that we're saved, you have to get a scripture that no matter what happens, you say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you say it out loud, the more it enters your heart.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Christy. We're just in Proverbs 4. Last week and then the week before as well, keeping the word before your eyes, you know, meditating on it, not letting it depart from your sight and things of that nature. That's the way, and then you're not talking about adding to that, saying. Okay, so what are you saying is still the question. That's what we're going to get to shortly. Yes.
You have to remember that you're already fighting from you're fighting from a place of victory already. It's already been done. You already have the victory. You just have to keep saying that, you know, I have been healed totally from God. Devil, you can't have my healing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You just have to remember, it's a victory already.
Thank you, Kitty. And that's vitally important, friends. Mm-hmm. Understanding where you're fighting from, your position, your starting point. Mm-hmm. Because if you think you don't have and you're trying to get, that's different from, oh, I already have. It's about, okay, how does this come to the fore? Or how does this manifest? Or how does this become tangible? Or in my experience, how does this become live so that thing that ailed me or that thing, you know, drops off, or that thing that's trying to attach by way of a symptom or sign or something doesn't have a hold or a sticking point or staying an abiding place in your body, which, by the way, 1 Corinthians 6:19 is what? Is God's what?
Temple.
Temple. That's something I say when I in ministry or in praying. I'm saying, whether it's for me or someone else, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sickness, disease, call it by its name. You don't have any place yet. Get out. Now, in the name of Jesus, and then you take your authority. We're going to, you know, more and more gravitate towards that. Take your authority, both for yourself and how in ministering that to others. It's important and it's key. These are the practical aspects we're going to get into. Ifoma, please.
One of the challenges in believing salvation that you see, but we have difficulties in believing that we are healed, like, I don't know her name here, you know, that she said, you know, the physical body is telling you the pain is still there, mm-hmm. and you have to go against that pain, mm-hmm. you know. It actually addresses something very fundamental in our belief system in general. You don't see God. If someone had to ask you, how do you believe there is God? You don't see him. How do you know there is God? You say, I just know. How did you know? Because the Bible said so. You know, so if you go back to how did you believe that you're saved, you know, then you can actually have a way of connecting to the healing, because you believe you're saved because you saw it in the Word. You saw it in the mirror. You looked at the mirror of the Word of God and you believed you were saved. That's the only way you believe. You haven't gone to heaven and come back and know that it's actually heaven, right?
That's a good point. Yes.
You only believe it because of the Word.
Right.
So the same way you take the Word says, I am healed. Acknowledge it, own it. The same way you own salvation.
Amen.
Then it will begin to manifest.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Foma. Did we get that? Yeah, you want to take it. You want to take ownership. You want to own it. Now, that's great. Good stuff. Now, I want to go ahead and just say this. To speak his word in power means to identify with that word. Because, friends, when I say the same, number one, we've seen you say the same thing based on what was accomplished by that death and resurrection as revealed in God's word. And then secondly, you say the same thing as what? The word itself. You must identify with the truth of God's word in order to be able to fully walk in more and more, step into the fullness of that which you have already received. You must identify with God's word. What do I mean by that? Let's look at the example of Jesus, Matthew 4. You can turn there, but I'm just going to buzz through this because of time. What do I mean by to identify with the word? From Matthew 4, we can see, this is a temptation, we can see how that it's easy from his responses, friends, to see that what role, to see how important the word was through all that transpired there. For every temptation, his response was what?
It is written.
It is written. Mm-hmm. I like, back in the day, I like a different version that says, the scripture says, or it is written, the word says, the scripture says. And then he went ahead and responded that way three times. Look into your Bibles. The first, he says, turn the stone into bread. Man shall not do what? Live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds. All right, awesome. That was from Deuteronomy 8:3. So it was the word. Now, when you look at the book, it doesn't tell you expressly. Jesus didn't say, oh, it says in Deuteronomy this, 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 right? But it says it is what? Written. And then he went ahead to do what? To speak the word in authority. I don't look at that picture and imagine that Jesus was quaking in his boots. Not that they had boots back in the day either. You know, so.
The sandals.
You know, but it's not like he was in trepidation. Do you know who you are? Do you know your true identity? Who you are in Christ? Kitty talked about starting off from a position of victory. That means you know that, look, this is a done deal, right? And you see, friends, the truth of the matter is this is why I struggled back then. And I've seen God's word and I've, in the place of relationship and communion with him, I've come to see the importance of what? Of speaking truth. So it's not that I'm saying it to try and, you know, psych up myself. That may be great. Mm-hmm. Certain circumstances, you want to say it out to hear. But you have to first and foremost what? Know. Know the truth. And then speak it out in power. Speak it out in authority. And you get to see results. Yes?
I've also been trying to learn about the whole speaking thing. I've also learned that the word boldly, I think in the Greek, it means to manifest. And then also, so yeah, when you speak boldly, that's where the manifestation starts. Because you're speaking boldly, you're believing.
There's no fear inherent in that, is there? Okay, we looked at Mark last week, Mark 11, and we saw how that, what was the thing that, it's like a minus, what's not supposed to be in there? As Jesus says, say, if you say to this mountain, be thou moved and be cast into the sea, and do not do what?
Doubt.
Do not doubt in your, where? In your heart. Because friends, beyond the speaking, it's not just about speaking. What's in your heart? And then what's in your heart is what gets projected. Okay? As a man thinks in his heart, so it is, or out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth does what? The mouth speaks. So if you have God's word and the truth of God's word resident in your heart, guess what's going to come out? And we're looking at Jesus, the portrait that he laid down here. Oh, throw yourself. God got to the pinnacle of the temple. Toss yourself down, for it is... He quoted, for it is written, what? You give his angels charge over thee, so that lest you dash your foot against a stone and whatnot. What was the response?
It is written.
Again. You know, with scripture, with the word, with truth. I promised that by 10 I was going to ask that question. Expressly, so I'm just going to close this out real quick in this regard so that I can ask it. It says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Okay, that's also in Deuteronomy 6:16, and then 6:18 is also where he got the third response from. Okay, and so when situations and circumstances, when things try to creep up as far as sickness, disease, try to attach our body, or if we've been going through that battle, the question I have is, what are you speaking? What are you saying in those situations and circumstances? I already established last week, the disease, in quote, or the infirmity does not come and say, okay, all of you in this room together, experience this now. Call it whatever name. No. Individuals. We don't live together. Everyone's separate. Regardless, even in the same household, it's not about, oh, okay, the father, the son, and the daughter, everybody, heaven's sake. No. And I'm not projecting that into any of our lives, but the truth is, the question stares you in the face. Your own body, your own temple. It's the Lord's, you know, temple, but it's your own body. What are you speaking? Examples, and I'm actually asking because this is important. This is important. We have to have this right in front of us as real. What are you speaking? Are you speaking at all? I told you what I used to do. I just believe in my heart. Just believe it, and keep it in there and think everything in. It's all in. But there's power in what? Speaking. Is it Proverbs 18:21?
Yeah.
Life and death. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What are you speaking? I'm actually asking. Yes, John.
I can give you an example.
Please.
In my mid-50s here, I started feeling the effects of nature's mid-50s. And I started talking like that also. You know, stiff, I'm not flexible, you know, things like that, and really started getting frustrated with that. Started realizing how bad that was, and it's not God's word. I changed what I started saying. I stopped saying things like that, and I tell my body every morning, Proverbs, Psalms 103, the first five verses goes into the last part of it, as your youth being renewed like the eagles. So I've been speaking that over myself every single day because I believe, I tell my body, I live by the truth, which is God's word.
Amen.
And the truth is, my youth is being renewed like the eagles. I mean, I would just have a hard time even just like putting lotion on my feet because it's just bending, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just kidding, can you kid do this for me? Anybody relate?
We're not and,
right?
Right?
But it got to where I started being flexible. I don't ask her to help me anymore. Even my workouts, I'm working out like I was young again.
Mm.
I mean, 5-6 hours a week working out, and because my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's what I'm speaking out of my mouth instead of what the world says as you get older should be. I'm like, well, no, I decide that because my youth is renewed like the eagles, and I'm going to live by that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And it changed everything.
Praise God.
It really does.
Praise God. Christy.
Hilda. Now Hilda gave me a scripture and it was Hebrews 9:22. She says, everything is purified by the blood. And she told me that that her hip was healed because of the scripture that she confessed, okay? Well, Monday morning, believe it or not, I woke up and I was in pain. I could hardly get out of bed because my hip was hurting. I was like, oh my God. So I began to quote the scripture that Hilda gave me. And I have to say today I'm not in any pain.
Praise God.
So I'm all that to say, also get with people who give you words of encouragement, give you their testimonies, how they got healed. And use some of their scriptures. I use that scripture today. I'm not in any pain. And wherever that was coming from is gone.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Just a scripture, a word in season. Thanks, Hilda. Yep.
Can I ask the question? What about persistence of pain when you are speaking and believing over a long period?
Yep. We'll get to that. I just want to establish this by getting from us what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, some are not speaking or saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some are not speaking faith. Because you're speaking what just comes out or what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking from the senses. You're speaking from sensory perception. You're speaking from what's now weighing on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want us to see clear up. And then, you know what? By the time we're done going through that, you're going to have the response for that question that you just asked.
Okay.
As far as, you know, if it's persistence. Yes.
So when I was taken in for high blood pressure, and about 3 years ago, then they told me I had high blood pressure and a stroke. And because my top number is 285 or something like that.
Wow.
So anyway, before that I wasn't sick. I didn't expect sickness. I trusted God as my healer. So he gave me a few verses, and one was, "You shall not come this way again." And so I counted on that. And because they said, you'll have another one, you know, soon, whatever. So I started believing that I would not have another one. And that then there's the other scripture that says, this far you shall come and no further, when God was speaking to the waves when he created them. So I just used that for my healing. I said, this far, no further.
Amen. Amen.
Won't allow it.
Hallelujah. 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 That's powerful. Yep. That's scripture.
Yep.
And that's awesome. That's powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Judy.
Back in
Kitty.
2005, 2006, before I really understood a lot, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And if you don't know what that is, it's a overactive thyroid.
Yep.
And the doctor said, well, we have to calm down your thyroid, and then we'll remove it because I'm allergic to iodine, so they couldn't use the radioactive iodine to kill it. But after a couple of years, you know, and I'm just praying, everything settled down. He took me off the medicine. I've been off the medicine for like 5 or 6 years now. But over the last couple of months, it's trying to sneak back.
Mm.
You know, I'm starting to notice like my heart rate's a little faster. I'm shaking. But every morning, and whenever I feel it, I say, I was healed of this. I will not take it back.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then John prays over me at night, so my heart rate stays down, because a couple of weeks ago it was 103 beats a minute when I was sleeping. But I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not getting on the medicine. My blood pressure's not up anymore. I'm not going to have it.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That's a standard of faith, and it's based on what?
It's based on the Word.
It's God's Word. God's Word. I'm going to take one more, and then I'm going to try and tie this together before we close out this morning. Anyone else? What are you speaking? Sir Jude.
The scripture you mentioned earlier on, Romans 10, 9 to 10.
Yes, sir.
Before that, it says...
what does the word say?
In your heart, who will go to heaven to bring Jesus down? He's talking about the simplicity of salvation. Remove salvation from that verse and replace it with healing. It is the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Victory has already been won.
Amen.
And we just walk in it. We speak it.
Hallelujah.
I remember, I think it was 15 years ago, I went to the bathroom to pee, and as I stood there, I must have at least half a liter of blood came out into the toilet bowl. I was scared. What is this? You know. And I have some medical knowledge. My mind is going, bladder cancer, kidney polyp, you know. I had made like 10 diagnoses of what could possibly be.
By yourself on yourself.
Thank you, Google.
Sometimes, isn't the knowledge a little too, you know, because in this day and age, we seem to know it all. We're not medical practitioners, we're not professionals, but we know it. So all that information overload, do we think sometimes that also has its own drawbacks? Uh-huh. All right, continue.
And the Holy Spirit reminded me of the scriptures. I said, devil, you are in life. By the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I was healed then, I'm healed today.
Now.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
Every name will bow to the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This issue will not happen again. I don't care what it is. And from that day, I never had it again.
Glory to God. Amen. 20 years. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that. That's a powerful, powerful testimony. That's awesome. Praise God.
Can I just tag on to that? Sometimes I'll do that too. When something comes up and I go, what did I do? Who was I around? Is that from what I did before? Is that continued? It's like you just have to stop.
Right.
Mind yourself.
Hallelujah.
I am a new creation in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It has no right to exist.
Hallelujah. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are what? Have become new. Friends, what are you speaking? Christy, was that a scripture?
Yeah. You know, yes, but I just want to say that she said pain. And last week, I could hardly get up the steps because I was in such pain. But you know what? I went up those steps and I kept saying, I don't care. You can hurt if you want, but the pain is not here because I had the victory in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And I kept singing that little song, Victory in God, Devil Get Behind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It hurt so bad.
Hallelujah.
I said, I refuse to have this.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
I refuse to have this.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In faith, you took that stand. Hallelujah. Friends, again, the question.
The scripture she gave, everything.
The question remains the same. What are you speaking? What are you saying? I want us to contemplate that as we leave this morning. It's important. If you've not been speaking, you want to ask yourself, why are you not speaking? The word says to speak. We've seen that in several scriptures. We looked at Romans 10. We looked at John 6. We've considered 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And it's all over God's word. What are you speaking? Get a word. Get a scripture. Now, part of taking ownership is, for example, now we don't all have to be perfect, or we don't all have, you know, memories and whatnot. Can you meditate on God's word? if you meditate on God's word, I trust you. I was going to go into the rubrics of how this works as far as how I did it, but don't worry about how I did it. You can do it. Get in the word. If it means, okay, it's numbers, Matthew this, as in pen it, write it down, say it to yourself, repeat it, meditate on it. I would write it out. I did. I'd write it out. I'd memorize it until, you know, by memory. So it's just there. Not because, oh, I'm facing something, but it's not when the trial comes, that's when you want to get prepared. You're just building yourself up in your faith. You're just enjoying communion with the Lord. You're just fellowshipping with the Father of spirits. That's still a relationship. Get into his word. Get a word. Get a scripture. Get a few scriptures. Meditate on that. Take ownership of it. You can memorize it. You don't have to memorize the exact location, but know what the word says. What does the word say? And so two key points from today. Number one, what are you saying? What are you speaking? You're saying truth that accords with the finished work. Amen. That it's done. Don't be speaking, sorry, forgive my expression here. Don't be, you know, because you might say grammatically. But don't be saying what's not true or what's not real or what hasn't been provided or what hasn't been completed. What you speak has to be what? Has to accord with the finished work that is done, that is complete, and that you have it already, that you already got it. It's on the inside. And we've spent the past few weeks just explaining, and I've tried to share how we can get this to manifest so that it's over and over as, you know, more, what's the word I'm looking for now? More prevalent in your walk, where you see victory after victory in the area of healing and walking in divine health. So you're saying what accords, like everyone, like those testimonies just now, whereby it's not the exact scripture. Also, the second step is actually saying the word. We looked about how the word is quick and powerful and whatnot. We spent time with that in the last week or two as well. Say the word. Share scripture. Speak life over and over and over again. If only you had something.
You already covered it in your sermon.
Oh, yeah? All right. Praise God. John.
Sometimes people feel weird speaking out by yourself or even with another person.
I was there.
You know why you feel weird doing it? Because there's power in that. And the enemy doesn't want you doing it, so he wants you to feel weird about it.
Yep. He wants you to keep
you
shut.
Get past that feeling weird about it because there is power in speaking
Amen.
Out.
Amen. That's how he rubs us. Keep you silent. Keep you quiet. You'll be like, oh, there you are going cuckoo again. You're just too full of it, aren't you? You'd be like, do you really have to speak?
Right. Well, the devil can't read your mind. So you can say them all day long in your mind, but that's not really, it might help you, but as soon as you speak them out, James says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you,
Yeah. Hallelujah. You had something?
Talking about feeling strange about doing something against an attack. I got a scripture verse for an issue, and I looked it up on Bible Gateway, and I took a screenshot of it, and I'd get it out and read it anytime I thought about it during the day. And one day I was sitting before I went to bed at night, and I thought, you know what? As weird as this sounds, I'm going to read this to this area of my body. So I pulled it up on the screenshot, and I got this screenshot right next to where the problem was. Amen. And I was reading the scripture like it was hearing me, because in reality,
it was
hearing me. Amen. You know, so, and the first time I did that, I thought, yeah, okay, if anybody sees you doing this, you're going to be drummed out of the usher corps, don't you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me close out this way. Okay. Yes.
My last experience here was the doctor called. And they said, you haven't been in for your checkup. They were scolding me. And so they said to come in. So I went in. And the doctor come in, and then they started going down the list of all this stuff. I kept saying no. They wanted me this, and I said no. You don't want this? You don't want that? I said no. And I kept telling them no on everything, because I'm just sick of it. I'm listening to what they... Finally, she says, okay. She says, we're not going to call you anymore. We're not setting any appointments up anymore. If you feel like coming in, you want to come in, you do. If you don't, I don't care. And I thought that was the best thing she ever said to me. because they keep telling me the insurance won't pay unless I go to this
right.
I go to the heart doctor. That's what started it all. Praise God. I only see him once a year. These other people want to see me every month.
All right. Praise God. Well,
but she told me this last time.
Well, you took your stand and you're like, well, that's like music to your ears. All right. Yeah. Praise God. So I'm going to close this up this way. Please get your pens or your phones or whatever it is. I'll leave you with this two quick points. Isaiah 53, we know the passage very well. Look at verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. It says, the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, it says what? We are healed. When Peter spoke by revelation, insight, 1 Peter 2:24, the whole passage, it says, by his stripes, we were healed. Okay, so whichever way you slice it, friends, you were healed. And so because you were healed, you what? You are healed. So you are the healed of the Lord. Okay, that's without, you know, there's nothing else on there. Now, I think Johnny shared Psalm 103. I wanted us to take that as well. Take that portion of scripture. There's a lot, oh my soul, forget not. Further down, I think it's verse 2. It's important. Forget not what? His benefits. And guess what? He goes on to list that. Heals. Now, we understand that that was where? Under what? Under what covenant was he when he spoke that? Old covenant. But guess what? Through the cross, when you filter that through the cross, what happens post-cross? We are, friends, dwelling in this, in an era, dwelling in a time post-cross where we live in the past tense reality of God's word. You are healed. He's healed you. Prayer team, would you come? Please, as always, if you have questions, grab me at any time. My email, seun@hotrockchurch.org, seun@hotrockchurch.org. You can send in your questions by email. You can just see me, just grab me as it relates to healing. Is anyone here that needs ministry this morning? Team members are awesome, powerful, set by God's power and might to minister grace to you, and then you see result in that area. Whether it's an infirmity, or a sickness, a disease, whatever it is, a pain, something chronic, short-term, long-term, doesn't matter what it is. I'd love for you to take this opportunity and just come forward in faith. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, which rang out in power. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to just fellowship together and with you. Thank you, Lord, for truth revealed. Thank you, Father, for revelation in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for helping us to truly get it and to walk in the fullness of that which you provided by your cross. Give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Thank you for all testimonies that result in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.